This program on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Allied Media Group.
Now, live in studio, he's a San Diego native, an Aztec alum, and now lives, works, and plays in America's finest city. He's crushing the real estate market and here to help you with the real, the reliable, and results-based advice. Your host, Carlos Gutierrez.
Hello, San Diego. Welcome to the show. Carlos Gutierrez running into the studio here. Another beautiful, hot Tuesday in America's finest city. Welcome. It's Carlos Gutierrez. Carlos Gutierrez Show here, talking everything San Diego and everything San Diego real estate. You know, I've got a couple of really great guests in here tonight. I'm super excited here. Little technical difficulties, but it's all good. We're super excited. We had a great day today. We're helping a couple sellers make some great moves, and it's been a great day, definitely. Just having to run here from another listing appointment, so I'm glad that we waited. Listeners, thank you very much for waiting just for a few minutes to get us on the air live here on 1170 AM. And I'm pretty excited. I have a good friend of mine, Kevin Popovic, in studio, and he's the founder of Idea House, an award-winning creative communications agency that helps business-to-business and business-to-the-consumers and nonprofit organizations build their brands and increase sales. Known Kevin through San Diego State for a few years. He's a member of the Entrepreneurial Society. Welcome, Kevin.
Great to be here, Carlos. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. I appreciate that. And my good friend, Kimber. Kimber's here from beautiful Spring Valley today, out here from DNS Pest Control and Termite. How are you?
Doing great, Carlos. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming out. You know, we were out in the Blossom Valley area. A very good friend of mine, his mom is downsizing. And this is one of the things, San Diego, that we're dealing with. And it's going to happen probably more than we expect it. Baby boomers making that move, transitioning. They had the house 30, 40 years. Kids are all gone. And we've been talking about this for the last 9 weeks. How many shows? 11 shows, something like that. We've been talking about this almost every week of what's going on and the people that we're talking to and the downsizing and what's happening. And there's a perfect example. 3,700 square foot house, 2.5 acres, an additional house on the side, big landscape, and she's there by herself. And the older kids come back very rarely and say, "Oh, mom, don't sell the house now. But we have so many memories here," and they just lost their dad. And it was like, oh my God, that's tough. But for you, Linda, what's important to you? You're 75 and you've got to make this move, right? So it was really interesting. So we were bringing up the subject of termites, and she's all, "They better not be. We just had them tenting, you know." Her husband was, you know, "We're afraid that they were going to steal and things like this." And he would sleep out in the driveway. I was like, really? Wow, that's... Really, what do you have that someone's going to steal that's worth that much? I mean, when you really think about it and you break it down, what's really important?
True.
Do you get that? Do you get a lot of that?
We do. And honestly, unfortunately, with fumigation, people see a tent over the home. We do recommend security. Have your neighbors keep watch. Mm-hmm. Stay on your property. A lot of people do that in their motorhomes because it does happen.
Exactly.
And we do everything. We doubly lock the doors, secure everything. Mm-hmm. But criminals are still criminals.
Yeah, exactly, out there. And that's one of the things that we need to safeguard. But I was just telling the story. And so we ended up helping her. We took the listings or, you know, doing some upgrades and things like that. And I said, don't spend a lot of money. She's going, "I'm getting down to the nitty gritty of what I've got to spend on the house." I'm like, "I'm here. I'm going to be your other son," because your other son's up in North County and you see him very rarely. And your other son's back in Virginia. You know, I will be here to help you get this done. Don't spend a lot of money. You need to talk to Carol Kaplan with Everything Creative. Need to talk to Sean Moody with the power washing, get the windows washed. So San Diego, any needs that you need and getting the house prepared for anything, if you just want to spruce it up a little bit. I've got all the real estate resources, and Kimber is one of, from DNS, one of our sponsors, as well as one of our elite vendors that we refer. Now, getting over to marketing and advertising and entrepreneurs, and we got my friend Kevin Popovich. How you doing, brother?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. Now, we're very excited. We've got your new book that's coming out, right?
Right. New book, Satellite Marketing, Using Social Media to Create Engagement.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, social media is a relatively new medium compared to all other mediums, right? TV, radio, outdoor, print, whatnot. And social media is all the rage socially between friends, between people. But between business, it's not as developed as the rest of the types of communications. So over the last 10 years, I've been much a very student of communications, you know, all of my career, and I've been watching how businesses handle social media. And I find it very interesting that that everybody thinks it's this magic bullet, right? It's the wave, it's the next best thing, right? I won't have to spend money on radio anymore. I'll just use social media and everything will be fine. Well, everything isn't fine. And this doesn't work like most people think. So my book really has two purposes, Carlos. It's one is to provide a better understanding of social media. And the other is to give people a process for business on how to use it. So if you are going to include social media as one of the types of communications that you're going to use for your business, I'm going to set you up for success.
Great. I love it. So does that mean that a lot of the people that I see posting what they're having for breakfast or dinner on their Facebook page or their Instagram page, that's not like engagement?
You know, it can be if you're a chef. It can be if you're a restaurant. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people aren't using the right type of content. So in my book, I thought it would be fun to break away from everybody else who's telling you, go to social media, run to social media, right? Join the conversation. It's easy. It's free. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not easy and it isn't free. And there's a lot of reasons you shouldn't use social media for business. So that's what I thought we would share with your audience is the reasons not to use social media for their business.
Yeah, and probably some of the demographic here may be still in business or maybe retired and just doing, you know, using it for fun and to keep up with their friends. Because a lot of the, I say the more experienced generation, not older, it's just more experienced because they definitely got a lot more experience, that are using it to connect with friends that they haven't seen for a long, long time and catching up or maybe following their grandkids and things like that. It makes it kind of fun. But in regards to business, you can make it fun still.
Yeah, well, I think you bring up a great point about demographics, right? Because, you know, the first reason that I tell businesses not to use social media is because their audience isn't there. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you have a more senior audience, right? Statistically, a lot of those people aren't on social media, right? So it'd be like telling somebody, hey, you should buy ads on the radio, but your listener, you know, your audience are not listeners to radio. Social media is the same thing, right? Pew reports 87% of Americans are online, which means what? 13% aren't,
right?
It also, out of those 87% that are online, 26% don't use social media. So if you start figuring the numbers, there's a lot of people in this country that aren't online and aren't on social media. And if your audience is part of that demographic, you have no business being on social media.
Right. We use social media a lot in regards to our business and real estate, and it's definitely helped us for exposure. And that's one of the things that DNS, I mean, that's what we're helping them a little bit also, that David, intern David, producer David, whatever hat he's wearing today, and he's in the studio. How are you doing, David?
Great, Carlos.
Great. You know, we took him out to Blossom Valley. He's never been out to Blossom Valley. That was pretty good experience out east, huh?
It was very cool.
Too much time on social media. You got to get him outside.
We did. Well, he was still on social media. Took a great picture today of me and the client in beautiful country. And, you know, it's one of the things that David's an expert in, and, you know, going to San Diego State and getting his degree in journalism and also understudy in social media, right?
It was emphasis in media studies, but that's basically social media.
Right. Yeah. So it was really good. So I've learned a lot from him, and there's a lot more. Especially when you start adding in Periscope and Meerkat and those types of things. It's like, wow. And it's so new. It's amazing. It's like only, what, 2 months old, I think?
Yep. And there's a new one to throw in there, too.
Which one's that?
Blob.
Blob. I've never heard of that. Yeah. Interesting. Well, good. And that's getting back to helping Kimber out in regards to engaging with your clientele? And when you really think about it, okay, you guys do pest and termite. Well, I mean, that's a pretty big category.
Very big category. Yeah. And David helped me to get more emphasis on posting. I'm trying at least once a week to get something out there. Mainly what I'm doing at this point is tips, things that we can do at home, things that are hot in the season. Today I posted about summer being over, the end of travel season. Did you bring home some bed bugs with you? That sort of thing. So I'm trying to make it fun, but I know that Kevin is going to help us with what a business should do if they are using social media.
Take a look at their site and say, we know you're just starting out.
Sure. Well, you know, you bring up a great point, though, that a lot of, you know, my second reason for not using it is that social media doesn't work for every business, right? So let's talk about your business, right? Who are the people that you're trying to reach, right? Most of them are homeowners.
Absolutely.
Right? Homeowners between what ages?
Between 30 and 75.
I'd say that's your category.
Yeah,
35.
Right.
And does it tend to be men or women who initiate that call?
Women.
Right. Mm-hmm. So women between 35 and 65 are on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Right. They're on Facebook. Right. They're on Pinterest. Right. And depending on the interest of the business, you know, they may be on Instagram. Right. So for your business, it would then make sense. But you have a lot of other businesses that are trying to use social media. For instance, financial planning is a regulated communication. They are managed. Well, you know, the things they say and this things they can't say are managed by the regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Pharmaceuticals are another one that has a challenging. Right. I've written several articles about the use of social media in healthcare and communications. So you really have to make sure that your audience is there. And if they aren't, you have no business being on social media.
Well, exactly. I'm going in the right direction.
You are.
My audience is where I'm looking.
And right. You know, one of the things is, though, and I'm calling my clientele every single day, the people that know me, like me, trust mm-hmm. me, in my database, and they say, hey, did you get a chance to see the video I just sent out? We talked about the baby boomers, the millennials, and the Gen X in regards to what's going on in our entire, not only United States, but globally, of what's happening with this media, and that every 10 seconds, someone is turning 65. So what happens when that happens? You know, you're thinking Social Security, you're thinking don't need the bigger house, they don't want to do the yard, they don't want to have to go upstairs, the maintenance on their home. So those types of things, you have to think, how can I help them? How can I engage with them and show them that I can work hard to help them with get what they want and what they need? So that's one of the things. And I start asking for feedback, and you definitely education coming from the expert's point of view, making it easy. And not making it salesy. That's important. That's what our listeners want. They want me to tell them the truth. And they don't really want to call a realtor, but will they call somebody that they can trust as an advisor? Yes. That's not going to like try and sell them something? Hey, I'm fine with that. Come to me for everything under your roof or around your home. I've got the real estate resource, whatever you need. And I've got the social media marketing people around me as well.
Absolutely.
So you surround yourself with some really good people, then you can help so many others. And then the more you help them, you get what you want. So, all right, it's Carlos Gutierrez here. I've got Kevin Popovic and also Kim from DNS. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in a couple minutes. Stuff.
AM 1170, The Answer. Everywhere you go on iHeartRadio.
Hello, this is Carlos here with Coldwell Banker International, top real estate agent here in San Diego. And I want to share a great company that I use for everything that's got to do with termites, pests, ants here in San Diego. It's DNS Termite and Pest Control. Again, that's DNS Termite Pest Control. And they will help you with anything that you may have of rodents, termites, or ants. I know it's really a tough subject to talk about, but you need it. Give them a call at 1-877-KILL-ANTS. That's 1-877-KILL-ANTS.
This radio station exists to fulfill your insatiable appetite for news and information. If it happens here or around the world and it matters to you, we'll be the first to tell you about it and what it means. But that's not all. Our sister station exists to give your life meaning and purpose through the teaching of the Holy Bible. AM 1170, The Answer, exists to tell you about the world. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, exists to change the world. Together, we can do it.
Hi, it's Carlos Gutierrez here, top agent with Coldwell Banker International Real Estate in San Diego. I want to share the great news about one of the best lenders that I use here for all my real estate needs. If you're looking to buy a property or a condominium or units, anything needing money, give Jeanette Lizarraga a call. She's with AmeriFirst Financial. That's Jeanette Lizarraga, AmeriFirst Financial, 619-246-8946. Again, 619-246-8946.
AM 1170, theanswer.com. Hear us anywhere in San Diego and the world. AM 1170, The Answer.
You know, Todd's got the best music. I love it, definitely. Turn it up. It's Carlos Gutierrez here in the Carlos Gutierrez Radio Show here in beautiful sunny San Diego. And you know what? We are broadcasting globally. And David's got some people that are listening here, streaming in from all different types of radio, iHeartMedia to online, etc. Why don't you give some shout outs?
So I want to give a shout out to Bernadette Larimore, my cousin, who's listening from New Mexico.
Love it.
A shout out to Robin and Jeffrey, the owners of the Oceanside A-Team ABA professional basketball team.
All right, go.
A shout out to my friend Guillermo, who's listening from Arizona.
All right, AZ.
And let's get back to the show. We'll give more shout outs after the next break.
All right, I love it. I love it. And you know, that's the thing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll take that, yes. And that's one of the things that, you know, we kind of are around in that interim now where people can listen to any radio station around the world live, streaming live, like on our iHeartRadio. You can just punch it in and listen to any station you want, and it's one of the amazing things. And that's why I like to run my show live. It is a little difficult. I mean, I was like hauling butt. Shelley Zimmerman, I was not going over 65. Yes, so, okay. coming from Pacific Beach from another listing appointment, helping some people that, you know, weren't able to sell the first time. And I'm like sitting there at the table and it's like getting hot. And the kids are like feeding. The lady is super great couple and feeding the little baby that's like 4 months old, I think. And then the other one's like playing with the bubble gun, you know, making bubbles. And I'm like sitting there at the table and I just start getting through the presentation. I started sweating. It was so warm. I was like, oh, my God. And I looked down and my shirt was wet. I was like, oh, God, I'm walking down there in a suit. And I go, okay, David, I'll be there in 10 minutes. So thanks for waiting. I appreciate it. But that's one of the things we do, you know. It's helping people get what they want and move on. And the social media aspect was one of the topics that we talked about in regards to how we can help them and get more exposure. You signed the contract tonight. I can put this out tonight of letting people know that it's coming soon and get, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of eyeballs on it, and then promote it, you know, via the local caravans and things like that. And then promote that way with one picture. Can let so many people know about a new listing coming down where there's no inventory. And when we talk about no inventory, that's one of the things we're looking at, San Diego, in this marketplace. We are probably in the best market that we've seen in the last 8 years. And I think we're at the top. I mean, really think we're at the top because that high-end, luxury-end real estate right now is starting to kind of peak where people aren't really buying the higher ends. Definitely the 4 to 8, Kevin, doing very, very well. And even up to the 1.5, not as fast as it was doing, but those buyers are still being a little bit more thoughtful of what they're buying and how much they're spending. And it's on a global level, really, is the biggest thing. So,
yeah, what your use of social media, Carlos, is appropriate because your audience is there. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times what we're seeing with businesses is they're trying to use social media and their audience isn't there, right? That there's easier ways to get in front of our audience, right? So a lot of the people that are making decisions in your business, they're on Facebook, right? They're, you know, the high-end C-suite may be on LinkedIn that they're looking for, right? But there are other more traditional ways to get in front of a lot of people, right? Radio is a great example, mm-hmm. right? Radio still delivers, right? Print still delivers, television still delivers, right? So I think as people are looking at how they're going to get in front of their audience, and I think that they're looking to replace traditional media with social media, it is not a replacement. It is an add-on. Exactly. It's an additional channel to get to some niches and even some key accounts, some key people, but it does not replace the rest of the communication channels.
You cannot do that. In this day and age, is breaking through the clutter, as we see in so many of our listeners. I mean, they're P1 listeners. They listen to the station. That means that that's the station they listen to. They hear these commercials and they really like it. They probably aren't shifting too many radio stations like a lot of the younger generation. They have ADD and, you know, can't stay on one station, and then they're going to jump over to this, that, you know, every other medium, or just get on their iPhone and listen to their own music. So it's pretty interesting when you start looking at the different demographics, as you were talking about, Kevin. And that's one of the chapters in your book, right? The 7 reasons you should not use social media for business.
It is, and it's one of the ones that we get the most reaction to, mm-hmm. because I think there are an endless supply of webmasters and social media gurus, mm-hmm. and these other experts that purport that their way is the best, and that you should jump in and do social media. Right, but there's not a lot of people that are telling you not to use it, right? So I'm trying to be the cold wind of reality here. I've been in communications more than 25 years. Yeah. This is what my agency does, and you know, my job is to help people, right? Yeah, much like you. Exactly. I'm not trying to sell anything. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to help people. And one of the things that I can do in helping you and your listeners is to try and educate them that this is not a silver bullet. It is not a fix-all. And it surely isn't as easy as many authors and experts want to make it sound.
Exactly. And one of the way that a lot of those experts and authors want to make it sound is that use their method and take my magic pill or the silver bullet, as you like to use, and this will fix it. You know what? Anything that's worth anything takes probably double the time that you can expect to make it work, and not just one thing works. That's it. So when you advertise a market, that's the biggest thing. You've got to kind of go deep, and then you have to go wide. But right. That's one of the biggest things.
And you have to get it. I mean, that's my big reason number 4, right? Some people just don't get it. Mm-hmm. You can tell them about, you can say tweets, you can say posts, you know, you can say follow, subscribe, link, learn. You can use all these different terminologies, and they just start glossing over, yeah. right? You start asking people, you know, what, tell me, define social media, you know, and people start giving you examples, right? They'll be like, well, you know, it's Facebook, it's LinkedIn, it's Twitter. And, you know, and their eyes kind of roll up in their head as right. they're trying to think of another example, yeah, exactly. but nobody is giving you a definition, right? So I think you have to make sure that you get it before you start trying to use it, right? I joke in the book that, you know, it's like, you know, you're in 4th grade, right? We're trying to figure out what sex is, right? You yeah. ask Jimmy, and Jimmy gives you an answer. Or you ask Susie, and Susie gets you an answer. And you know what? Neither one of them know what's going on, man. Yeah. And that is truly not the way that it works.
Exactly.
Right? So that's where I think we're at with social media. I think a lot of people think they know what it is, but until we all agree on what it is, how are we going to use it together?
Yeah, and that's one of the things. And listeners, this is Kevin Popovich, is the founder of Idea House, a creative communications agency celebrating 25 years. Congratulations
Thank
of
you.
Creativity.
Thank you.
And he is a lecturer in the School of Management at SDSU, teaching in creativity and innovation, helping a lot of our young kids really get it and move forward with it, which is very, very important.
Go Aztecs. Go Aztecs.
Yeah, you know it. That's it. Go Aztecs. Yeah. Thank you very much. We got a room full of Aztecs. And I know we have a lot out there listening right now as well. So it's his book. His new book is 7 Reasons You Should Not Use Social Media for Business. And I like how you kind of reverse it. You should use it, but you should know how to use it before is kind of when we get deeper into it. But I like it. It's pretty catchy at the beginning.
Yeah. Well, satellite marketing is really trying to give you those insights that you need to make informed decisions about how you're going to communicate, mm-hmm. right? And you have to understand that reason number 5, social media is not free. A lot of people think that, well, I'm not going to have to invest in traditional media, right? So your media costs are one part of it. Mm-hmm. Correct. You won't have to invest in traditional media, but you're going to still have to invest in the time, in the resources, and the people, yeah. right? You know, this stuff just doesn't happen by itself, no. And you surely can't just set it and forget it, right? There's nothing worse than sending somebody that sets up a business page and they're like, well, I'll just do this for now. I'll just create the Twitter profile and I'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. Well, while you're trying to figure it out, that Facebook page or that LinkedIn profile or the Twitter profile is a giant billboard that says you don't have a plan and you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right. So I think you really have to figure out, are you prepared to invest in social media to do it right?
Right. And that's on the business aspect. And a lot of people, maybe the listeners out there here are maybe just on Facebook or maybe on Instagram, Twitter, you know, I'm on it. I don't really know how to use it. And that's one of the things David needs to teach me how to do, because it could be kind of fun, but I'm like, what, where do we have the time? And a lot of the listeners that are a little bit more experienced, me, you know, in that generation, they're like, ah, forget that. I just want to pick up the phone and talk to somebody, you know. And that's what we get back to the basics in business. What I love to do, and I try to tell my assistant that all the time, like, pick up the phone. That's where we're in, is customer service. And that's our clients that have those higher end properties. They may be busy or what, but you know what? Who picks up the phone a lot now and calls people? I do every day, 5 hours a day prospecting, but a lot of people don't do that. And that's where we're missing out on this younger generation, because so much is misconstrued and we don't really get it. We're like, oh, wait, did you mean this? Oh, I didn't say that.
And what's the reason? Why do you use the phone?
I can get my energy and enthusiasm and my point across. And if they don't get it at the beginning, they get it because they'll ask a question. Interesting. And it's really in the tonalities.
And does it work?
All the time.
And that's why, because you're finding the ROI. So my reason number six, many businesses can't find the ROI. And right. If you can't find the ROI in social media, then why are you doing it?
Yeah, exactly. Is that what they taught you in school?
Yeah. If you don't know what the ROI is, you shouldn't be on it.
Yeah, exactly. And they also, in school, they taught you not to say too, right?
Yes.
Our first show, I had 26 ums, I think. How many ums did you hear tonight?
I don't know. I haven't been counting. But the first show, that is because they would ring a cowbell every single time we said the word and then we would have to rewatch our speech back in front of the whole class. Mm-hmm. And the cowbell's ringing every 2 seconds, that was very embarrassing.
Yeah, and you'll get it sooner than later, and it's practice. And that's one of the things you definitely want to do, is practice what you're preaching. And that's what we do in real estate. We help people. We've got through the beginning, and now we're at that high level of, you know, customer service is the most important thing that I value in regards to the product that we provide. So, and I'm sure you do in your business, right?
Of course. You know, it wouldn't be around 25 years if we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah. It's a great thing.
Well, you know, the last lesson, I know you've got a lot going on here. The last reason I really want to
get... No, you're not going anywhere, yeah, man. We still have a half an hour here. We're going to go on a break here in a minute.
I'm just sort of stirred up, right?
Yeah, good. So
reason number seven, and this is the thing that I really want to stress with most businesses, is that, you know, stuff happens. Right. So even I can give you reasons 1 through 6.
Is there a different word that's supposed to be in that?
There isn't. I didn't know who our audience was.
Are we going to get bleeped out if we said the S-H-I word?
Yeah, right. Well, we'll wait for the censors to jump in on that. But there's those things that you aren't prepared for, right? There's everything from your...
Every day. This is life.
Right.
This is life right here.
Your account got hacked, right? You can't find your password. Something happened that brought everything crashing down, right? Things that you thought connected aren't connected. You know, and even the best plans, right, are still just plans. They're no guarantee for the future. All it is an outline of, hey, I think this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. But what happens when stuff happens and goes awry, right? You know, we've seen endless accounts of there's a guy that worked on the Chrysler team that was up in Detroit. He had a bad day. He got to work and he decided he wanted to vent, right, about you know Detroit drivers, and you know they you know, I'm paraphrasing, but you don't know how to drive.
Yeah.
Well, so the guy thought he was dialed into his, but it came out of Chrysler's account. You're in Detroit, man. You're in Chrysler, and yep, you know, and you're bad mouthing your hometown driver. So you know you can't
hurt
do
your
that.
Brand big time.
Yeah, right. You know, we've seen elected officials who thought they were on their personal account, right, and all of a sudden you've got pictures that you didn't think was going to go somewhere.
Yep,
right?
Exactly.
So, you know, we can go on and on and on, but you have to be prepared, both going into it from a planning stance and then from a crisis management standpoint, which is all of what we learned in public relations and client relations, right? What happens when something goes wrong? You have to have a plan.
Right.
And if you don't have a plan in place, then you are susceptible to the bad things that are going to happen.
Exactly. And speaking of your business, Kimber, I mean, you see that happen probably every day. I mean, you guys are tenting homes and going into homes, going around properties, dealing, you know, with some hazardous things. So, I mean,
definitely we deal with the hazards of the job. We deal with the hazards of the clients. We deal with the hazards of the environment.
Yeah.
Everything. It's a dangerous job that we do, but we're here like you are to provide that customer service, trying to keep people's homes safe and pest-free.
Yeah, that's a big thing right now, too, huh? Swarming right now?
Well, when we had that rain and then that heat a couple of weeks ago, it was the drywood termites out swarming.
Yeah, so big time. Wait, the heat a couple of weeks ago? We got it still now.
Well, we had the rain a couple of weeks ago, followed by extreme heat.
Right.
And that's what really sends them out producing, reproducing, starting new colonies.
Really?
So
I didn't know the termites
are out. Right now, we've got a lot of course, the ants are out seeking water in mm-hmm. this heat.
Mm-hmm.
Spiders, if you've noticed flies throughout the summer.
Oh, yeah. We see them at the beach all the time.
You're going to be seeing spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Spiders are Mother Nature's pest control. So if you've been seeing a lot of flies, mm-hmm. you should be seeing spiders. As their food source disappears, they will start going inside. So the best thing on the spiders is having a regular maintenance to try to keep all the other bugs down that they are there to clean up.
You talk about the flies. You know, we have them down in Mission Beach. I mean, the last couple of years, they've been like, I hate to say an epidemic, but I mean, they've been pretty bad. And one of the things that I've noticed is because we have so many tourists that come and the vacation rentals. So the trash is only picked up maybe once if twice a week, sometimes when the summer's like this, and then they have to instill that. But you have so many people down there, and then the lids get open or left open, and then you have, and I hate to categorize it, but you have the homeless go through it. They open up the bags and then they start opening up all the trash, and then they're trying to dig for the plastic, you know, bottles and cans. So that's why they have the recycle, but they still go through it. I confronted a guy, you know, 2 weeks ago, "Hey man, get out of our trash." And he's all, "What?" You know, and then next thing you know, all the trash goes over, and then he gets in his cart and starts walking. I'm like, okay, man, I get it. So I went and bought a little cable, and I learned I'm not very handy. So I went and put a little hole in the trash can and put a little cable and put a little lock. And I mean, the flies have really ultimately probably gone away by like 75%.
Absolutely.
Because it's not open and the bags aren't being opened. They're zip tied. And so more, I guess, planning for the people that are putting the trash away, or, you know, water, you can't do anything. But I mean, I remember growing up in the East County, I mean, the ants, when it was hot, they were out all the time.
You bet.
So being careful with that. Yeah. So it's one of the things we deal with in San Diego.
It is.
Not
it
too
is.
Bad. You don't get too many ants there at the beach, do you?
They don't allow ants in Del Mar.
Yeah. All right, San Diego, we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carlos Gutierrez here with Kevin and also Kimber from DNS. And we'll see you in 2 minutes.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez here with Coldwell Banker International Real Estate Company, and I want to share a great company that I use for everything under the roof, around the home, that's got to do with pests, termites, and ants. DNS Termite and Pest Control. You know, in San Diego, we get a lot of ants when it comes around the summertime, so if you've got those pesty little buggers around your house, call 877-KILL-ANTS. That's 1-877-KILL-ANTS. Again, it's Carlos Gutierrez here, Coldwell Banker International.
One of the hardest things to find may be an auto repair shop you can trust. And that's why so many people bring their vehicles to Tao Auto Repair.
I've been going there for at least 6 years. Lee is the owner. He's always very upfront on what needs to be done, what kind of stuff can wait. I mean, I wouldn't take my cars anywhere else.
You don't go back to a place for almost 3 decades if they're not honest. Let's face it. Everything's always been done right. And after going back so many times, you know, I trust them explicitly. They're not there to run the tab up.
When you go to Tao, Lee gets the job done right, he gets it done at a good price, and he gets it done quickly, and you can't ask for anything better than that.
For trustworthy and honest auto repair, take your vehicle to Tao. That's T-H-A-O. Tao Auto Repair on El Cajon Boulevard between the 805 and 15 freeway in San Diego. Call 619-640-4606. That's 619-640-4606.
Always a great experience with everybody that works there across the board.
Tao Auto Repair, 619-640-4606.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez, professional real estate agent here with Coldwell Banker Previews International. I wanted to share something with all the listeners out here in San Diego. If you're thinking of fixing your home up, whether you're thinking of maybe putting new flowers out or putting that new turf so you don't have to waste water on your lawn, or you need a plumber, electrician, whatever you need for your home, check me out on my website. It's carlosgsd.com. Again, carlosgsd.com for anything and everything real estate related here in San Diego.
If you've got questions, we've got answers. AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, dance, David, dance, baby. I love it. I love it. All right, Carlos Gutierrez here. Carlos Gutierrez Real Estate. Everything in San Diego. So we've got a few more shout-outs here. David, who is listening out there?
My friend Caitlin Sharp is listening from D.C. We have a few people listening from Missouri. My friend Joe, who's tuned in. My friend Alex from Hardcore Fitness.
All right, I heard Jeff Goodall's listening out there up in Poway. All right.
Jeff Nunn, Steve Kane.
All right, I love it, I love it.
Rodney Regalia, two of my fraternity brothers, Roberto.
We were talking about Aztecs just a little bit ago, and I know these are all friends of Aztecs, et cetera, et cetera. So we got some big stuff here, talking everything San Diego. Down at Qualcomm Stadium, we're going to have Fan Fest this weekend?
Yep. So FanFest is the fans' first opportunity to come out and see the team. And this year, the team has been hyped up, especially in the media polls. They were ranked first, so you should come out. Starts at 3:30 is the food portion with Coach Rocky Long. If you want to learn the X's and O's, that costs $25. Gets you beer, wine, and sideline access to the scrimmage.
Wow.
The scrimmage starts at 5 o'clock at Qualcomm Stadium, and it's free parking, free admission.
Turn it up. Go Aztecs. I love it. All right. Good deal. So now that bringing the family, they're bringing their family. So what's going on with that?
They're doing some boosts. They're going to have a sale. They're selling some of the brand new gear. We were hoping they would have replicas of the new jersey.
Wait, tell me about this. I saw that thing out there right now. I know the Aztec fans, if you have not seen these jerseys, these uniforms are very, very beautiful.
And they're going viral globally. So it was San Diego State football equipment manager Sonny Filippo made these jerseys, and he got the idea by looking at the Mayan Aztec calendar.
Of course.
And he had walked through the bookstore so many times, he's like, why can't we have this?
Wow.
So the full helmet has the full calendar on it, and so do the upper part of the jerseys.
That's awesome.
So
no,
they're,
I love it.
They're unbelievable.
So yeah. You always know what day it is.
Yeah,
the jersey.
The world's never going to end. Maybe only for the opponent, but not for the Aztecs.
That's it, definitely. And talking about that, I mean, we're playing Penn State this year at Penn State. That's going to be pretty awesome.
That should be a brutal game. But the Pope is also going to be there. So
what? Wait, wait.
Hopefully, the Pope can draw attendance away from the Penn State SDSU game.
Oh, wait a second here. The Pope is going to be.
He's going to be
on the university, or there.
No, he's going to be doing a mass in Pennsylvania.
Oh my goodness!
The same weekend that SDSU is there.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
So
all right.
Hopefully, we can get rid of the Penn State crowd. We can bring in the Aztec crowd, and we can get a big win.
Yeah. So, listeners here, you know, I was a mascot for San Diego State from 1990 to 1998, and then we brought back the spirit of Monty Montezuma from 2001 to 2006 as the Aztec Warrior, and I played that role. So I've got, you know, near and dear heart and an Aztec calendar, you know, probably emblazoned on my heart here. And that was one of the things that I learned of bringing more of those images to the university, and especially the calendar was a big one. You know, we had that on a few of our pieces, and it's great to see that they've finally taken to the heritage and putting it on their uniform and putting it out to the world. That's
and
great.
It'll be amazing. It will scare the other team. Everyone will love it. And the new jerseys from Nike are just absolutely insane. And if there was like a Sweet 16 for the NCAA tournament of football, the Aztecs would win.
Of course.
They're saying that these are the jerseys of the year.
That's great.
So well, that's pretty cool. Hey, so hopefully they play like they should wear them.
I'm sure they will, definitely. So that's David and giving down the Aztec side. You know, we had Scott Kaplan on last week talking about the Chargers and what's going on. And we talk about that because there's a pretty big piece of real estate there in Mission Valley that's worth probably millions upon millions and millions of dollars. But, you know, so many of our listeners may be fans, and I think longtime fans, because I know a lot of the P1s, definitely the longtime listeners have been here for a long time. And, you know, you got to love the home team. Definitely the Aztecs. You got to love the Chargers. Yeah, and hopefully they stay, and that'd be the smartest thing, but it's just a big lawsuit going on and on, and I know it's on the news all the time, but that's something that I'm not exposed to, TV, and one of the things that they talk about. Kimber, are you a big fan?
I am more of a Padres fan, as my son was always a baseball player, and we used to go out to spring training, and so baseball is more my thing.
Fantastic. Great deal. So, Chargers, anything on that front yet? Have they said anything? No negotiating, et cetera, et cetera?
Not that I've seen. Just by the NFL and just how they're acting, where they're more willing to back the Rams. And apparently, the Chargers have 9 votes to block the Rams from moving, and the Rams have 9 votes to block the Chargers from moving.
Oh, there you go.
So they're going to have to come to a conclusion because the teams are going to both block each other, and there's no tiebreaker in the NFL. So it'll probably come down to a lawsuit.
It will. Like, and the Chargers will stay here and they'll lose a bunch of fans because they got mad because, you know, they're doing what they're doing to San Diego, which is a bummer. But hey, happens, right, Todd?
Yes, but hopefully, you know, hopefully not. You know, the song just wouldn't be the same. Carson Chargers.
Yeah, I just don't think so. Right. Yeah, no, that's going to have to go away, I think, really.
But Philip Rivers did sign a 4-year extension with the Chargers.
You know, it's ridiculous on the amount of money that these guys make, though. We were talking about that last week, and I mean, $85 million to play for 4 years.
As 65 guaranteed.
Yeah, it's 65 guaranteed in, when was the last time they went to the playoffs?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
But that's the highest current guaranteed contract of any current contract. So it's,
I wish him luck. Phillip's a great guy, great for the city. I mean, I just wish him well, and I wish the fans would support, and, you know, the fans are happy when we win. We are very fair weather due to the weather that we do have. A little warm right now, but hey, we'll take it every day. That's one of the things David and I were talking about when we were going out to that listing appointment. Yeah, there you go. He's a Charger fan. Love it. And talking about real estate, you know, right now we're probably dealing, like I was just saying a little bit ago, probably one of the best real estate markets that we've seen in the last 8 years. And, you know, one of the questions I'm always getting, so what's the market doing? How's the market? And Kim, you are pretty closely tied to it, and you could probably attest to it that we're not seeing as much inventory, but the inventory we're seeing is going pretty good.
Quickly, definitely. We are busier now than we have been in several years with real estate transactions.
That's fantastic, definitely. And I'm always asked that question. I'm just saying, if you're thinking of taking advantage of the market now, if you're thinking of selling, or even if you're going to refinance and, you know, get a lower rate, that you should probably do it now, because cycles last normally 5 to 7 years. And this is my conversation I have probably about 20 times a day with clients that are thinking, what should I do? Should I move? Should I not? Should I stay? Should I buy another investment property? 5 to 7 years is the normal cycle. We're coming out 8 years of the worst recession ever. Interest rates are probably the best they've ever been. The Fed keeps saying we're going to probably hike the rate. It's at, how do you know? I mean, that's one of the things. But still, you know, it was one of the things that really hurt the market so many years ago was the fact that they were giving loans to so many people that didn't deserve them, had no regard whatever to get them, and they gave them to them, and that bubble burst. So I don't know what it's going to be, and I hope it doesn't happen anytime soon, but I'm just telling, you know, the clients out there, if they're thinking about taking advantage of the market now, they should probably really be thinking about it. One of them is maybe getting your house prepared for that and getting it painted and maybe taking a look at the flooring and taking a look at the bathrooms and the kitchens. And one of the other things is definitely getting a pest control person out there to take a look at it, DNS, of course, and maybe getting it tented if you need it, just to get it prepared for the market.
Well, and even before you do all of your preparation, before you do the beautification, before you paint, before you put in landscaping, have the pest inspection, the termite inspection done. If there are issues with damage, get those items corrected before you paint, before you sink the money into the beautification process. Get an idea of what's going on so that at least when you do put it on the market, you know what you're looking at in terms of repair, possibly fumigation. If you've done good maintenance on your home, kept up with maintenance, there may not be any need for fumigation. We always do spot treatments on new infestations as well. A lot of the times it's fungus. Fungus and dry rot are big here in San Diego. That is just about as big as the termite end.
So. Interesting. Definitely interesting. It's, you know, we were talking about it. How do termites mate?
I don't think that I can discuss this on the airwaves.
They're so tiny. You know, that's one of the things. I had to ask that question. It's always like, how does that happen? I'm going to have to go on Google, check that out. Google for everything and anything. But it's just, how do they procreate? I mean, they're so tiny, microscopic almost, it seems like. And
well, just like if we were tiny and microscopic, we would mate the same way we do the size we are, correct?
So I guess so. I've never thought about that, so... It's one of those corny things, you know, it just happens. It kind of comes out. And then talking about what else is happening here, of the questions that I'm receiving, is that the fact that people are wanting to know, should I be making that move now or should I wait? And that's the biggest thing. Should I wait till next year? And we're seeing that. And I'm just going, you know, if you're really thinking of taking advantage of that time now, it's probably the best time. Making that move, preparing for that, because who knows what will happen next year?
Absolutely.
God
like
forbid.
You said, if the interest rates go up and things that they should be looking at, if they're thinking about relocating, downsizing, upgrading, whatever it is within the next couple of years, start planning now. Start looking at what you need to do to get the most out of your
investment.
Investment.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that Jeanette normally talks about, and she's not here this evening, but talking about that, getting that mortgage checkup. You know, I got a call from another friend today. Okay, great. We got our mortgage checkup. We are good to go. We're ready. Can we come to your office today? And I'm like, okay. Are you guys ready to go? Let's go. So, you know, we set an appointment. They're going to come in on this Saturday, and they're super excited because they're still in their 20s. It's going to be their first home together. And we're very, very excited for helping those types of people. And I'm sure a lot of the listeners can probably remember back to the first time that they bought their first property, and they were so excited. And especially in San Diego, I mean, that's a big deal.
You bet. Just being able to afford to buy a property in San Diego is a big deal for a lot of people.
Exactly. So. And living in the best place in the world. I'm a little biased, but yeah, that's one of the best things. So if you're needing any of that type of help, you can go to my website, carlosgsd.com. It's a free consultation, no obligation whatsoever. We help lots and lots of people every single day get what they want and whatever it may be. And, you know, I've always prided myself on, it's the single largest asset of probably about 95% of the people we work with, which is amazing. And it's that customer service, that level of just telling the truth and working with someone that's in it every day. And like, you know, if I'm going to ask anything about a pest, termite, you know, I'm calling Kimber. Hey, I've got a client that, you know, needs some help. He's got this thing going on with this house, you know.
Well, that's one thing that we do different. We are a family-owned company. We started here in San Diego back in 1968, but we're not a big corporate company. Mm-hmm. Our number one focus is customer service.
They'll come back again and again.
I can't tell you how many times I have helped somebody who has called in looking to give us money and been able to tell them ways that they can take care of it themselves without us having to come in.
Really?
Because in turn, when they do really need us, there's no question about who they're going to call.
Of course.
It's all about the customer service. We work hard for our money. So does everybody else. Yeah. And we don't want to gouge anybody and take their money unnecessarily.
Exactly. And you know, when we were talking about that a little bit earlier in the show, that a lot of companies do that. And especially termite companies. I mean, that's a big thing because it's kind of, you know, that unknown. They don't know really about it. It's kind of going to the mechanic. When a woman goes to a mechanic, does she even know? And no offense, ladies out there, but I don't even know. I mean, the cars now are, I have no idea. You said that. It's not working. Yeah, you know, it's doing that. You know, I really appreciate that, Todd. You know, I'm trying to find the buttons here and I don't know what to hit. So, but it's something that we pride ourselves on. And I really appreciate that the vendors that we work with and that we help out people in that space is very important. And that's one of the things that Craig on, you know, the previous shows, that he's more of the advocate for the consumer as well, which I pride myself to be that same type of professional in this marketplace.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
We got tons more shout outs. My friend Abel's tuned in from Cancun, Mexico.
Wow.
We have my friend Vincenzo, who's a social media marketing guru, who's tuned in from the East Coast.
All right.
My friend David Dogemeyer is tuned in from Texas, and he's ex-Army, so thanks for your service.
So, hey, ask him, how's the weather down there?
I bet it's hotter.
And they don't have just termites. They got, like, mosquitoes that'll carry you away. So
yes, they do.
And real estate isn't too bad down there also right now. You know, it's been a pretty hot market down there as well.
Yes, it has. And then a shout-out to Warren and Brian Benjamin, who's one of the stars players for the San Diego Flash soccer team.
Oh, fantastic. I love it. Thanks for listening, guys. It's a great show, definitely. And, you know, we're just here to provide really good content here for our consumers. And if you ever have any questions, you guys can call in the hotline, 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We always love it when our listeners text us any questions or call in, have any conversations. And basically, a good one definitely is to get Kimber to talk about, you know, how the termites are always migrating and procreating. And
right, it's that time of year. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Is there any way that you can, Edwin's saying that we're on Periscope right now. That would be on Carlos G Nonstop, if you want to get on Periscope, which, talking about social media, very cool. Edwin, thanks for bringing that up. And we didn't really get to get in that with Kevin, but Periscope is only like about 2 to 3 months old. Pretty amazing. Just the technology now with these smartphones that you can actually broadcast live from any smartphone you want to. So you could be almost your own television station, really, and broadcast live from that and watch the followers, and they can start asking questions and things like that, and you can start having dialogue. Granted, he's holding the camera right now, so I can't see the questions, but nevertheless, it's all good. But talking about San Diego and the real estate right now, what are you seeing mostly? Are you guys working out in the Rancho Santa Fe area, Del Mar? Where's most of your business, if you could pinpoint that area right now in San Diego? Because one of the other questions, what's the hot market? Where should I be investing in? I know where it's at for my clientele, but what are you seeing?
We're seeing a cross of some, not as much in the Rancho Santa Fe, Del Mar area as we did a few years ago.
Yeah.
A lot more in the medium home pricing, in the central San Diego beach areas, East County. East County's grown up a lot in the last 10, 20 years. There are a lot of really nice areas out in East County, Blossom Valley, Alpine.
Beautiful.
Even out in Humboldt, there are some beautiful homes.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that East County has started to grow a lot more than the Rancho Santa Fe, those areas, in terms of the real estate sales that we're seeing.
Okay, the ones that you're working on. And, you know, when I start pulling comparative market analysis, it's just I'm seeing a shrinking market right now. So that's really telling me that we're kind of getting to the top, and there's those sellers that really aren't making moves because they have no other place to go. And it makes it really interesting. So if my listeners out there are listening now and they need help to find a place or they know somebody, what I do is prospect every single day and find those properties that you might not be able to see that's going to come on the MLS or Zillow or Trulia, and you'll be able to get an opportunity to maybe take advantage of that opportunity if a seller does want to get sold sooner than later and they would like a nice family to move into that house. And that does still happen. Granted, people like to make a lot of money, but some people want a really nice family to move into their home, get a good fair market value, but at the same time, put the deal together and not have to go on the market, not have to get it prepared, and then have that family move in, and then they move on. And that's what really helps a lot of people step up to that next level. It makes it fun when that does happen, too.
So. Well, and I think that's a lot of it. The older people who are the empty nesters, they're downsizing and making room for the newer families moving in. I know that there are still people moving into Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a lot of different things going in business here now.
Huge. Such much more diversity right now, and especially here in Torrey Pines, and we're not very far away from Torrey Pines, and it's just off the hook right now.
Absolutely. So I think it's a good thing. You know, everything comes full circle. And it's a great time for those empty nesters. Downsize. Get on the market wall. As Carlos G is saying, top of the market here. So let's get on it.
Yeah, there's a lot of indicators that are showing that right now, definitely. And there's a lot of people that have a lot of equity in their homes and that they don't want to have to take care of it. And if you see a hot market, would you rather sell while the market's going up or at the top? Or would you rather sell when it's going down is really one of the questions that's a big one out there. Because a lot of people lived in the house, for instance, 41 years today. I mean, my parents have lived in their house 46 years, 47 years. Pretty crazy to think you've lived in that. And David was saying, like, they've lived in that house that long. And I'm like, yeah, you weren't even a gleam in your parents' eye when you were born.
Nope.
Yeah, nope. He's all, yeah, can't believe that. How would you like to live out there?
It would be fun.
Yeah, definitely. If you got some motorcycles and bikes and had your friends and catch some rattlesnakes and things like that. It was a blast. I grew up out there, so
the
I know.
It's pretty out there, too.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Blossom Valley is a great neighborhood. Right out there, close to the border of El Cajon and Alpine in Lakeside as well. And it's a great, great community. So I know we have a lot of East County, so I'm going to give a big shout-out to my friends out in the East County. But it's Carlos Gutierrez. Kimber, thank you so much for coming in tonight. Kevin Popovich, thank you. I know that you had to get to another appointment. Hopefully, you guys win this evening. I want to say thank you to all our listeners. Carlos G. GSD.com. Any questions that you have, anything that you may need in real estate, give me a call. Find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram at Carlos Nonstop. It's Carlos G here, and we will see you next Tuesday, San Diego. Good night.
This program on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Allied Media Group.